Now, today, more than 100 representatives from churches right across the Salisbury Diocese will be meeting to talk about money. Well, at a time when finances are under pressure and the financial world coming in for criticism, the Diocesan Synod will be put under the spotlight today. The Reverend Anthony Macro-Wood is on the line. He can tell us more about this. Morning to you, Anthony.
Morning, Graham.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. What in particular is going to be coming up for discussion today, then?
Well, we're looking at the financial crisis. There's going to be input from three people, Reverend Canon Andrew Studdart-Kennedy from Marlborough Team Rector, had a sabbatical last summer and looked into life in the city and interviewed a number of people in the City of London to gain an insight into how the crisis arose. I had a sabbatical last summer and looked at cooperatives as an alternative form of economic organisation. And we've also got Canon Peter Dominey, who's done a PhD thesis on money as one of the powers and principalities that St. Paul talked about as, you know, something that has a sort of spiritual life of its own, a negative spiritual life, if you like.
What is the aim? I suppose, what do you hope will be achieved from today's event?
Well, for all the participants, we hope to gain a greater understanding of how we got there and what specific insights Christianity has in looking at the solutions for the future, because this crisis has obviously impacted everybody very profoundly. And some of it stems from human nature, from greed. Some of it comes from structural issues that we need to look at. And going forward, it has long-term implications for the whole of humanity.
Are you seeing people within your parish that are struggling, frankly?
Yes. And I'm also involved in credit unions, and we're seeing people through there struggling. You know, previously, people who had secure jobs are suddenly finding themselves, you know, without work and with commitments and frankly, struggling. Yes.
Well, we've spoken a lot about credit unions here at BBC Wiltshire and heard from all sorts of different places that have been setting them up. I'm wondering, is it possible we could see an Anglican credit union in the future?
Yes, indeed. I'm leading a working party to set up an Anglican mutual credit union, initially for clergy, because we live on fairly modest incomes for the whole of our lives, and so peaks and troughs of expenditure are difficult. And some years ago, there was a review of pensions and housing for retirement, and we realised that clergy need a tax-efficient way to save and also a source of low-cost credit, and credit unions are ideal for that sort of thing. And if you can have an occupationally-based credit union where savings and loan repayments can be deducted at source from the payroll, you can get a very effective and very efficient financial institution that gives good rates to savers and good rates to borrowers.
What implications will today's talks have for the church and indeed the wider community?
Well, the church is embedded in communities across the diocese, and many of the movers and shakers in communities are also members of the church. We like to be salt and light in our communities. So if we gain a greater understanding of the situation and solutions for the future, then we can help to shape society as it moves forward.